So many of us have that one teacher we think back to who impacted our lives. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has written about his.
Kenny Gardner was his name.
Yeah, and it sounds like he saw something in you that turned out to be kind of prophetic.
Yeah, just he cut through all of the crap that I was dealing with or exhibiting in class, and he saw something that made me, in his eyes, be a little special, and to feel that way turned things around for me in many ways.
Well, I want to read the line just so our listeners can hear it. I mean, he said, "There's a kid in my homeroom, sits at the back of the class, doesn't say a word, but in discussions, if the students are ever stumped and can't come up with the answer to a question I'm asking, I'll point to him and he gives the correct response." I mean, that it was almost like he saw your future career playing out.
Future Jeopardy host sitting at the back of the room.
All Jeopardy! And now, here's the host of Jeopardy, Mr. Alex Trebek!
Alex Trebek, who has been hosting Jeopardy for 36 years, has a new book out called The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. He writes about his childhood in Canada, his parents' divorce. There's even a chapter on that legendary mustache. Oh, we also learn about the other quiz shows he's hosted.
High rollers! Now here's the man with the action, Alex Trebek.
There was also a 70s show called The Wizard of Odds.
Playing The Wizard of Odds. And now here's the wily wizard himself, Alex Trebek.
Since 1984, though, it has been Jeopardy. What do you think it is about you that would make people want you to be in this role? Like, what is it about Alex Trebek that makes you right for hosting a quiz show?
Well, although I'm funny on occasion, I'm not a stand-up comic. I don't try to force the spotlight to be on me when I'm hosting these programs. I seem to be, you know, your uncle, your friendly neighbor, and people react to that in a positive way. They feel comfortable with me.
Trebek is like family for so many of us, and that is why it felt personal when he shared the news of his cancer diagnosis last year.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I'm going to fight this. I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
Alex Trebek never wanted to write a book, but after that diagnosis, he got letters from so many fans. It just felt right to tell his story. You write so personally about confronting a cancer diagnosis, and you say people confronted in different ways and that it's a personal decision. But that as you put it, sometimes there's a lot to be said for dying.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
It has to do with quality of life. I mean, if I were 25 or 30, I'd be fighting like mad every day to overcome this diagnosis. But age does influence you. I'm 80 years old. I've lived a great life. I have a marvelous family. I've had a fantastic career. I have no reason to complain whatsoever. So I think that does influence a person's outlook. If you've already had all of these positives in your life, you just say, boy, I've got to be thankful for what God has given me so far.
You in the book, you keep coming back to this theme that this was never about you. I mean, that the best host of a show makes it about the contestants, the guests, like everyone else.
Yeah.
I think about one of your contestants, Cindy Stowell, who
yes.
You told us about. Remind us about her story.
Well, she appeared while she was undergoing chemotherapy. She had stage 4 cancer. But she didn't want us to let the other contestants know. The only people who knew were our producers and myself. And while we were taping, she had a few bad moments, and we had to stop tape, and she would go backstage and be ill. Yet she succeeded and earmarked her funds for cancer research. And in addition to being a contestant suffering from cancer. She was just a gem of a person. And her winnings, over $100,000, helped the charity a great deal.
Do you think about her through your own cancer diagnosis?
To be quite honest with you, I do not. And the reason is simple, because I receive hundreds and hundreds of letters each week, and so many of them tell me about people who are suffering from cancer. And frankly, there are times when I feel overwhelmed because people are sharing intimate secrets about their diagnoses, and my heart goes out to them, and yet there's nothing I can do except give them a few words of encouragement. And there's a lot of pressure in my mind that comes with that. Cindy's in my mind every once in a while, but not on a regular basis, because every day I'm confronted by new people who are suffering the same way Cindy and I and other cancer people are suffering.
I have to ask this. If on Jeopardy, if the answer is who is Alex Trebek, what do you think the clue would be?
Oh gosh. I don't know. He's the avuncular host of a popular quiz show who has been around, it seems, forever. And the host appears to be reasonably intelligent. He wants the contestants to succeed, to be all they can be. And there are moments in television where the host and the program are a good match, and that usually leads to a great deal of success.
Alex Trebek, it's been wonderful talking to you, and thank you so much.
David, it was a great pleasure.
Alex Trebek's new book is called The Answer Is: Reflections on My Life.